Good Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm pleased to have with us back in the studio this morning the fine folks from Culligan, Herbie Swearingen and Brandy Beck.
Good morning.
Herbie, welcome back. You brought somebody new with you.
Yes, I did. I've got a new sales manager, and I wanted to introduce her to the community, and she's been doing a good job. She's going to come up with several different projects that we're working on, and that's what we're here to discuss today.
Brandy, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you in studio. A lot going on at Culligan, a lot of different things that you've got going on, Herbie. You got some new programs that you've started.
Yes, we do. People always ask us, what's in our water? And generally speaking, we know, but we feel like
we
need...
That's the question.
Well, that's true. So Culligan has a nationally certified lab that they have come up with different packages that we can use to inform our customers and our neighbors of what is in their water, and this way they don't have to worry. We have several different packages, simple ones to very complicated ones.
Tell us about the best way to find out exactly what's in our water.
Well, normally we send Brandy, and she'll do some basic steps, tests there that we can do on premises. But occasionally we need to send something off and get more in-depth results.
The first thing you've got going on right now is the Healthy Home Bacteria Analysis. It's a great follow-up analysis for customers who are using the Healthy Home Water Analysis packages and need to determine if new treatment systems are working to correct any bacteria issues. When you talk about bacteria that may or may not be in our home water systems, I don't want to scare anyone this early on a Saturday, but I mean, what kind of bacteria are we talking about?
Well, the two that we run are the total coliform, which is just basically a generalization of bacteria itself. And then we, if a tested is positive, then we'll run an E. coli and to determine if that's detected as well. And
I was really afraid you were going to talk about that bacteria.
Yes, it's not a good one. So that's basically it. We just run the screens on the total coliform, and if present, then we'll run a test for the E. coli, or the lab does, I should say.
That's one of our basic tests. That's one where we start our out test. It gives us, if we have good results, then we don't need to go to do any other tests, normally speaking.
What is there a percentage? Is there a ballpark of when you do perform this test, you know, the percentage likely that you're going to find this bacteria in someone's water?
It's about 98% that we find something present.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. And normally for coliforms.
Yes, it's the total coliform.
Now, E. coli, not that often. Uh-huh.
Now, we're familiar with E. coli. What would coliform be?
It is a generalization of bacteria present. Mm-hmm. Whether it be negative or positive, mm-hmm. it would require additional testing. Mm-hmm. But total coliform itself is an indication of bacteria present.
Right. It's just colonies of bacteria.
Yes.
That you do have bacteria in your water. Right. You know.
Well, and there is a school of thought where a little bacteria is good, you know.
Yes.
But not so much in this instance.
Well,
weather, and generally speaking, and pressure can create an environment for bacteria. And then if you take into account heavy rain or even snow and the runoffs that we can get, then you can be looking at something that could be a little bit more of a negative.
Right. You know, when we do these tests, we're talking about people on well water.
Absolutely.
Which we have a lot of.
Yes.
Right. So... on city water, and we run this basic test, 99% of the time you're going to get good results because the bacteria
yes.
is killed.
Yes, counting on that.
But on well water, there is bacteria in your water. I mean, mm-hmm. it's hard to get away from it. But the question is, do you want to treat your water and have peace of mind, or are you okay with bacteria?
Mm-hmm. And most people will start to look for things like smell and taste, but those things aren't indicators of bacteria, mm-hmm. and that's what a lot of people fail to realize, that there's an importance of testing the well annually.
Okay, then we have a little bit more complicated tests. There are some tests there for people, a lot of times when people are renewing their mortgages or buying a new home, mm-hmm. they'll have to have a report that says that from the mortgage company, they want to report that their water is good that the water's safe. They don't want to give a loan to somebody and find out, well, my water, I can't drink my water. So that's why they ask for additional tests. They ask for the basic test, but they may ask for lead. They may ask for
nitrates, arsenic.
Arsenic.
Mm-hmm. And then the standard bacteria, which were the total coliform and E. coli.
That would be a step up. And that's, like I said, normally that's done for mortgage companies when people are getting a mortgage. And
we also recommend it annually for our customers.
That's right.
I mean, it's something that we'll, remind a customer about each year to let them know it's time for their annual healthy home.
Can weather affect that? You know, like earlier, this spring when we had the abundance of the rainfall. I mean, can a large amount of rain like that?
Yes, it can cause runoff into, yes, absolutely. And pressure.
What does the pressure do?
That's more of a question for you to answer, but I know that it has it does have an effect on it.
Right. What happens is a lot of wells are under the influence of surface water, mm-hmm. meaning that it's not a sealed container down there. So what happens when you have a lot of rain and you live down a hill from another property or a different area, that creates hydro pressure. It's pushing water down from the top of the hill down to your water. And that's where the pressure comes in. And a lot of rain, of course, you have a lot more runoff. You have a lot more water in the ground, and that's pushing against your well, and that pushes
anything
back into your water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you'd indicated earlier something along the lines of the municipal water source not really coming back positive for bacteria. But what a lot of people who are on city water don't maybe pay attention to is that water quality report that we get annually. A lot of people are not reading it and taking a look at what the water is being treated with now. So
that's right. That's why everybody gets that report. That's
everybody.
On city water.
And nobody looks at it. And they're cutting costs. And this is in different areas. But, chlorine is generally used to treat it.
Generally.
But everybody should probably take a good look at their water quality reports because people are cutting costs nowadays and they're using byproducts. And some of them are not regulated by the EPA yet.
I'm a big water drinker. I have been my entire life. And I've always loved the tap water in Mountain Home. I've always thought, considering we have good water, when you go, like if you go stay at a hotel or something like that, and you're like, oh, I cannot stand to drink this water. So, I'm stumbling through my words here because I have never read this report. What are we drinking?
Everybody gets it in the mail.
And they just throw it away usually.
Well, it looks like a bill, I'm sure.
Probably. Yeah. I'd throw it away too. But
so what's in it? What are we drinking?
Well, it'll be different with each area. And I don't have the information in front of me to really speak on it in detail. But I will say that we should be more aware of our municipal water supplies as well.
They do the basics.
Mm-hmm.
They run it through a sand filter and get all the chunks out. And then they put chlorine in it to kill the bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully just chlorine.
There's some places that will put acid into the water to bring, to work with the pH and chloramines
And again, no EPA regulation on some of these byproducts or long-term studies on the effects on the body.
And that's not saying that happens here.
I'm not saying specifically, but generally speaking, it is something to take a look at.
So you have this water and that you get basic water from the city, and it's good and it's safe. But you can always have better water.
Ponder that over your coffee this morning that you made with your tap water. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with Herbie Swearingen and Brandy Beck of Culligan, Better Water, Pure and Simple. You can always give them a call at 425-6000. That's easy enough, 425-6000. Write that one down because we've been talking about all the bad stuff in the water that could potentially be there. Herbie, with the different plans that you have in place, the home analysis, you can start that off you can do a test for $39. That's pretty amazing.
$39.95, and that includes, the shipping and the testing and us coming out and doing it. And it's a real good way to get started off on trying to see what you have in your water and give you peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, if someone gets the water out of their refrigerator or the different filters, is that filtering things out as well? Or, you still recommend this test for sure?
Oh, most certainly, especially if you're on a private well. Municipal water supplies, there are different tests that we can recommend, but this one in particular with reference to the bacteria, absolutely something anyone on a private water supply should be doing on an annual basis.
The water that comes out of the refrigerator, of course, is filtered, a lot of, especially on the new ones, the new assets.
I don't even know how to change my filter.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I mean, really. It's pretty common.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of like the air conditioning, the filter.
Oh, yeah,
it's like,
absolutely.
When's the last time we did that?
Right. When you hear the air conditioner whistling, that's when it's time to change.
That's true.
No, but the filters that are in your refrigerator are basic. They're basic filters. Either a sediment filter to take out the chunks that's in your water, or a carbon filter to take out any chlorine or make any little bit of smell or make it taste a little bit better. But that's just basic filtration.
Different systems you have. If you know, you come out and you run a test on someone's home, I mean, the different options that someone might have.
We have a lot of them. We have a lot of options.
I would say that with each and every customer's home that we go to, it's a new challenge for us, which is really exciting because we get to apply different solutions to them. But with that in mind, I mean, we have softeners and reverse osmosis systems and iron filtration systems. Those are some of the commonly used pieces of equipment that we're putting into people's homes.
We've got what we call a softener clear. We have
the UV is a really big one right now that we're utilizing for long-term solutions on bacteria.
But one thing I'd like to mention is that every time we come, when we come, we don't always, the customer doesn't always have to spend money. I'd like to, we had a really good save here three weeks ago, we had a young couple with children, and they had smelly water. And they had talked to a plumber. They had talked to their provider, and they still didn't have a solution. So Brandy and I go to their home. Brandy's taking a test and talking to the customer and getting the gist of what the problem is. In the meantime, I'm underneath their house, crawling on my hands and knees from one end of the house to the other to see where their plumbing goes, what are the outside lines like, and what the plumbing is doing. So we take the test, Brandy sends it off, and I stay and do a procedure there in the house, and it takes me about an hour and a half. The immediate results we got were not good when I spoke to the customer at that time. But it was, as we followed up a little bit later, we followed up the next day.
Yes, absolutely. And then a few days after, and then a week after, just to ensure.
And we solved the problem.
Yes.
And did not sell her any equipment.
No equipment was necessary.
It was not her equipment to begin with.
No, it wasn't.
But I consider that one of my better saves.
We don't always have to sell a customer something to get them to be our customer. It's just really good customer service.
Part of that good customer service, when you do have these water softener systems and the different, you know, you need the salt, you know, to make some of these systems go, you'll deliver all that and take care of it for people.
Of course, yeah, we have that service. It's not any kind of contract. You can call and you can start it today. You can call tomorrow and stop it again. But we come on a regular basis every 3 months. We take care of your filters. We'll take care of the salt. We have some stories to tell about that. We have customers that we have encountered at the, you know, on the property that we've had to call doctors for. We've had customers that called in and said, we need a salt delivery. And my secretary says, we need to call her daughter because we get to know our customers so well. And this is what this salt route gets to do. You get to know your customers well. And we feel like they're, you know, the customers are not the right word. Anyway.
Extended family members.
Yes.
Truly.
So, but, yes, we do have that service, and we have a lot of service. We have our service personnel that we have. He's been with us for 26 years. He knows his equipment. He's very well liked. So we do provide a full spectrum of service for our customers.
And it's personalized. I think that's the word you're probably looking
for a little
bit. I
guess that's what I was looking
very
for.
Very personalized service.
I have to ask you, we've seen a lot of news reports over the, you know, past few years, especially about fracking and what it's doing. You know, you hear about the earthquakes and different things. But in terms of your industry, I mean, do we know yet what fracking is doing to our water? I mean, I've seen the videos of people lighting their water on fire.
Well, actually, I heard about that myself. I had a customer call when I had the store in Little Rock. Customer called from the Greenbrier
mm-hmm.
area, and they were talking about gas in their water wells. And there are systems that we can put in. They're very complicated. I'm not all that familiar with that. Mm-hmm. I don't have to deal with it in this area, so I'm not.
We don't have it here as much as we do in other parts of Arkansas, for sure.
Right.
Culligan, water pure and simple. You can give them a call at 425-6000. Again, that's 425-6000. Brandy Beck, Herbie Swearingen, talking about all good things water. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.